Welcome to the Newcastle Removals Podcast, where moving made easy is just the beginning. Your best removalists in Newcastle have got you covered.
Ugh, you know, one of the absolute worst things ever.
What's that?
It's got to be moving, right?
Oh, yeah, I mean,
like, who actually enjoys the whole process of packing up your entire life?
Nobody. It's just boxes and stress.
It is. And logistics are a nightmare.
Like,
did I mention I hate moving?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's pretty much universally dreaded.
Absolutely. Yeah. But for this deep dive, we are going to dive into a company that says they can actually make it easy.
Oh, really? Now, that's a bold claim.
It is. They're called Best Removalists, Newcastle, and they promise to make your move easy, efficient, and safe. All those things you want, right?
Yeah, for sure. Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah.
So are we going to see if they actually live up to the hype?
That's the plan.
Yeah.
We'll look into what they offer, see what makes them tick, and hopefully you listening out there will pick up some tips on finding the right moving company, even if you're not in Newcastle.
Yeah.
You know, maybe learn what questions to ask or what red flags to watch out for.
I'm always up for busting some marketing myths.
Me too. So let's jump right in. What do these guys actually do? Looking at their website, they seem to cover the basics, you know, loading, transporting, unloading, all that stuff. But then they also talk about a free quote and an in-home assessment, a detailed moving schedule, and even like a dedicated coordinator for your move. Is that something special or is that pretty standard these days?
Well, it's becoming more common for sure, but I wouldn't say it's standard across the board. Not every company will offer that kind of like hand-holding, you know?
Right, that makes sense.
No.
So what about that in-home assessment? What's the big deal with that?
Well, it's really key because it allows them to give you a much more accurate estimate up front, like when they can actually see what they're dealing with in terms of like the volume of stuff you have and, you know, any tricky items or whatever. It means you're much less likely to get hit with any nasty surprises on moving day. You know, those extra fees that can pop up.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely heard horror stories about that. So that definitely seems like a good thing to look out for. And they also talk a lot about their, you know, tried and tested solutions and years of experience.
Yeah.
But how much weight should we give that? Like, is 5 years a lot of experience in this industry? Or do you need to be looking for a company that's been around for like decades?
That's a fantastic question. And honestly, you should just straight up ask any moving company that, right? How long have you been in business? It's one of those things where, yeah, longevity can definitely be a good indicator of stability and expertise, right? They've obviously been doing something right if they've managed to stick around. But it's not the only thing to consider. You know, you also want to look at whether they specialize in the type of move that you're doing.
Okay, so like if I've got a ton of like super delicate, you know, antique furniture, I shouldn't just go with any random company.
Exactly. You'd want someone who specifically advertises experience with handling those kinds of items. Otherwise, things could get a bit dicey.
Right. Makes sense. And speaking of things that can get dicey, let's talk money. Because let's be real, cost is a big factor for anyone who's moving. And this company talks about offering affordable solutions. But how can you really know if you're getting good value for your money?
Okay, first off, never be afraid to shop around. Get multiple quotes from different companies. That's just good practice for pretty much any service. But, and this is important, remember that the cheapest option is not always the best. Sometimes you really do get what you pay for.
Yeah, for sure.
So pay attention to what's included in the price, you know. Are packing materials included? Is insurance factored in? And seriously, read the fine print of the contract, especially anything about liability. A good company, a reputable company, will be upfront about their rates and policies.
Yeah, transparency is key for sure.
Yeah.
So they also mentioned having their own trucks and equipment, as well as like, you know, polite, local, and courteous staffs. But I guess the implication is that this all means a smoother, more efficient move.
But how much weight should we really give to those kind of assurances? Okay, so having their own equipment is definitely a plus. It means they're not scrambling last minute to find a truck, you know, and it generally means fewer delays. But yeah, that whole politeness thing, it's a bit harder to guarantee.
Right. How do you measure politeness?
Exactly. But one thing you can do is check those online reviews, you know, see what other customers are saying. It can give you a sense of their overall reputation and, you know, if they're known for good customer service or not.
Right. Because there's a lot of, you know, marketing language on their website, like phrases like, we love our work. Or seamless and smooth move. How should we as listeners be approaching these kinds of claims?
I think the most important thing to remember is that every company, every single one, is going to try and present themselves in the best possible light. That's just marketing 101. So you got to look beyond those catchy slogans and really focus on the concrete details.
What kind of concrete details are we talking about?
Well, for example, what specific steps do they take to ensure a smooth move? Do they have like a checklist system? Do they offer packing services? What about their claims process if something gets damaged? You know, these are the kind of questions that will give you a much clearer picture than any marketing fluff.
That makes a lot of sense. So it seems like Best Removalists, Newcastle are doing some things right.
Mm-hmm.
But like with any service, you really have to do your homework. Look beyond the marketing, get a sense of their experience, their actual processes, and ultimately their commitment to customer satisfaction.
Absolutely.
Hmm?
Moving is a big decision. It can be super stressful, but finding the right company can make a world of difference.
It really can. So here's something to think about as you plan your next move. What questions would you ask a potential moving company? Besides just the price, you know, what would really help you figure out if they're the right fit for your specific needs? Think about it.
That's a great question to end on.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of moving.
Anytime. It's been fun.
Catch you next time.
See ya.